This is the acceptable time, this is the day of salvation, and what are we called to do? I know what I'm called to do. Joel tells us between the porch and the altar, the priest is to weep and cry out, Lord, spare your people. As a young priest, I was always befuddled by the first instruction of Jesus after the resurrection. You know, the resurrection was this great victory over death, and that because he lives, we get to live forever. It should be pure rejoicing. And yet the very first instruction of Jesus after the resurrection was penance. Penance must be preached throughout the world, beginning in Jerusalem. And I thought, what a Debbie Downer that is. We're supposed to be rejoicing, and you're telling us to go forth and proclaim penance. Now, as an old man, I think I get it. And I think I get it because all we need to is open our eyes, read the headlines, listen to the comments of what is going on in the world right now, and obviously we're going in the wrong direction. And so we have a season, a whole season, when we are called to change course. As the GPS will say, once in a while when you're going in the wrong direction and you're turning around, it says, recalculating. Time to recalculate, to try it in a different way, to turn around. What's the word that we use, repent? Repent simply means that in whatever direction we have been going, whatever direction the world has been going, and the trouble is we cannot swim in the world without going in the world's direction, and so we're going to have to literally go against the stream. On television this morning, I heard tons of things about St. Valentine's Day, nothing about Lent, because it's not very popular to turn around and to go in the opposite direction that the culture is going into, yet that's what we're called to do. And the church every year gives us three aids to turn around. The first aid is fasting. I had mass at a nursing home last night, and you know, the church rule says anybody over 59 doesn't have to fast. That's most of us in this room today. And yet, today, especially today, there's a whole new movement of what's called intermittent fasting. And it's become a big deal where they are finally coming to the realization that the ancients knew a whole lot more than we thought we knew, because the ancients knew that when you fast, you wake up. And of course, the physiology of it means that you also burn fat. And so the body literally feeds off itself. And one of the things that it does is it goes to the brain to open up clarity of thought. They call it the ketones go up there. And so there really is something about fasting. But what are the things we're called to fast from? I don't think it's just food. I think fasting, and one of the hardest things for us to fast from is our thoughts, is our judgments, is the way we look at the world, the way we see things. So fasting really is something very powerful and a wonderful tool that the church gives us today. The next tool is almsgiving. What does it mean to give alms? Well, of course, we're going to be having our food drive. We're going to be collecting monies for the poor. That's a wonderful thing. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But any act of service and mercy and love is almsgiving. And that's calling the neighbor who's been waiting for a call. That's visiting the one who has not been visited. That's going to the hospital and seeing those who need to be seen. And so it's a time literally to turn around, to consciously turn around. And of course, the last is prayer. And I always say that I think this little chapel is probably one of the most powerful places in the county, if not the state, because it's a place of prayer, of being in communion with what? I must confess, when Melanie told me what the theme is, it's a living Lent in love. And then I thought about it. What's the problem with the world today? We've become unloving. We've become unkind. We've become judgmental. We become domineering. That's the mainstream in which we are swimming. Love really is a rebellious action. It's a subversive action. To love in the midst of so much hate is really a wonderful thing to do. And how do we do it? Why do we do it? Because God is love. God is love. The normal signal and sign when we put the sign of the cross on your forehead is easy to say, repent and believe the good news, or remember that you are dust and unto dust you shall return. We've been asked to say, live Lent in love. What that simply means is turn around. Face the mercy of God. Become incarnate the mercy of God. Become incarnate the Christ of whose body we are. Because this is the acceptable time. This is the day of salvation.